friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Wife dies hours after giving birth, and husband's gut tells him to check her blog. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Matt Logeland didn't know what he was going to do when his cherished wife, Liz, died hours after giving birth to their baby girl. But something inside led him to her pregnancy blog, and that led Matt on a real-life inspirational journey through grief to finding life after heartache. Matt Logeland and Liz Goodman were high school seniors when they met at a gas station. Liz had trouble pronouncing Matt's last name, and the two hit it off immediately. After that, you couldn't find one without the other. That is, until it came time for college. Distance separated the high school sweethearts as Liz headed to college in California while Matt remained in Minnesota for his studies. But the young lovebirds remained committed to one another, even as Matt completed his bachelor's degree and headed further away to Chicago to earn his master's. The next step for Matt was to go after his PhD, but his heart was telling him God wanted him somewhere else. After so many years apart, he knew his place was with Liz, who was living in Los Angeles. In 2005, Matt moved out to California to once and for all put an end to the long-distance part of the couple's relationship. The two relished their newfound time together by traveling the world. While they were in Nepal, Matt asked Liz to join him in their next big adventure, marriage. Of course, she said yes, and the two married later that same year. Life just kept getting better. Both Matt and Liz were enjoying success in their careers. They purchased a house together, and soon conversations turned towards starting a family. In 2007, that dream came true. Doctors informed the elated couple that Liz was pregnant with their first child, a baby girl. Since Matt and Liz lived so far from their families back in Minnesota, Liz decided to chronicle her pregnancy through a blog. The excited couple posted precious photos and updates to keep everyone in the loop. But the first-time pregnancy wasn't an easy one. Severe morning sickness plagued Liz, and doctors put her on bed rest for a bit. Matt kept the blog going, keeping everyone at home updated. But neither he nor Liz realized just how important that blog would become. Just 7 weeks before Liz's due date, doctors rushed the new mom into the delivery room for emergency C-section. Thankfully, the surgery went well, and their healthy, although premature, baby girl came into the world. As a preemie, Madeline, Maddie, Logeland just barely tipped the scales at 3 pounds, 14 ounces. Her proud parents gazed lovingly upon their precious blessing until the nurses rushed her off to the neonatal intensive care unit. Matt broke the good news on the blog, still reveling in the euphoria of becoming a new dad. Liz couldn't wait to hold her sweet, tiny girl. But doctors wanted the new mom to get 24 hours of bed rest first. Then, nurses put Liz into a wheelchair and took the eager mom down to see her little angel. As Matt tenderly helped his wife out of the wheelchair, things took a terrible turn. Liz suddenly felt lightheaded and collapsed into Matt's arms. Nurses tried calming the nerve-wracked husband, chalking it up to exhaustion. But he just knew something was wrong. "Suddenly, there's this code blue, people rushing past me," Matt recalled. "All of a sudden, it hit me. She was going to die, today, here in this hospital. And she was never going to hold her baby." Things escalated quickly. Joy turned into terror, which then turned into agony, as Matt's wife died hours after giving birth to their baby girl. A blood clot managed to travel from Liz's leg to her lung, causing a rare but fatal pulmonary embolism. Liz was just 30 years old and only been a mom for 27 hours. And Matt found himself having to follow up on the joyous pregnancy announcement on the couple's blog with the worst news imaginable. God certainly blessed Matt and Maddie for a reason. His beautiful daughter kept him from crumbling completely. Yet, the tragic loss of his wife completely devastated Matt. "I felt overwhelming joy when I saw my daughter, and at the same time, my world just fell apart," he said. Matt was in utter turmoil. Suddenly, he was a grieving widower and a single dad, all at the same time. He rushed from Liz's funeral to the hospital, still in his suit, so he could feed his precious newborn. Soon, he was bringing Maddie home, both a joyous and nerve-wracking occasion. With Maddie at home, the house felt alive again. At the same time, Matt faced raising his daughter alone, a scary prospect for a first-time dad. What does a man whose wife died hours after giving birth do? Matt kept Liz's wedding ring on his finger to honor his late wife. He just couldn't bring himself to take it off. Every day around 3:11 p.m., Matt had flashbacks to the moment when everything changed, when he lost his wife. The heartbroken husband knew he needed to grieve, but he also knew he needed to be present for his daughter. Something inside Matt compelled him to go to the computer and continue updating the pregnancy blog. We know that something was the Holy Spirit. What started as a way for Matt to get the news out about the tragic turn of events, God transformed into something therapeutic. Matt poured all of the emotions he felt as a sudden widower into the blog. He kept going back, posting more updates, and before he knew it, tens of thousands of people were reading the blog every single day. Support flooded in from strangers all around the world. And the blog became a lifeline, pulling Matt through the grieving process toward hope. It's remained a place where the loving dad chronicles his adventures. It's remained a place where the loving dad chronicles his adventures in raising a precious daughter and in finding life after heartache. There will always be unexpected grief and heartache in this world, but God will always make good on his promise to somehow work all things, even the tragedies, together for good. Realizes viral photo of boy standing alone at flagpole is of her son. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When a friend urgently texted Florida mom, Stacy Philpott, about a Facebook post she just had to see, she wasn't sure what to expect. The post showed a teenaged boy standing alone at the flagpole, and it seemed as if everyone had something to say about him. And that's when it hit Stacy. She was looking at her son. As a blogger, Stacy Philpott spends a good amount of time online, so she decided to take a little break from Facebook. But then a friend sent her an urgent text about a post Stacy wouldn't want to miss. The post showed a boy standing alone at the flagpole, praying as part of See You at the Pole Day. This yearly event encourages students everywhere to gather at their school's flagpole to pray for their school, friends, families, churches, and communities. Usually the event draws a crowd. But at Mineola High School, only one young man turned up. The brave boy stood all alone, praying by himself. A passerby was so touched, they snapped a photo and posted it to Facebook, saying, "I commend the young man that stood alone at Lake Mineola High School's See You at the Pole Day. I welled up with tears, happy tears, proud tears. I honestly didn't know that it was today till after I had left and heard it on the radio. Please take a moment today to pray for our children, school, teachers, and administrators. Pray for protection over them, guidance, wisdom, and a wonderfully blessed year." Comments poured in, praising this young man for his courage and his parents for instilling such good values. Even folks who professed no faith commended this boy for standing up for his. At first, Stacy couldn't understand why her friend insisted she break her Facebook hiatus for this picture of a boy standing alone at the flagpole. Then she realized she recognized the boy everyone was talking about. That was her son. The little boy I'd rocked to sleep in blue airplane pajamas when he was sick. The toddler who loved Elmo and couldn't go to sleep without holding his VeggieTales characters in his hands had captured the attention of our community by standing alone, by doing everything we'd ever taught him, everything we'd ever hoped he would do, Stacy said. I was completely undone. Stacy immediately texted her son, Hayden, and told him how proud she was of him. But what he revealed when she got home was even more incredible. Hayden was just as surprised at all of the attention as his mom. He'd originally thought he'd just pray until someone else came along. When no one else did, he asked God to use him. He told me with sheer amazement in his voice that as he stood alone and prayed, the cry of his heart had been, "God, as people drive by, let them wonder, let their hearts be pricked." And boy, did God answer that prayer. There are people out there that don't understand why we pray. They see it as a wasted effort. But Hayden proved just how powerful prayer truly is. And his proud mom says her son's story is a big reminder for us all. Wherever it is in your life you stand alone, God sees, He knows, and He can do big things. Now, does that deserve a huge amen or what? Be sure to read Stacy's full post about her son's amazing act of courage on her blog, Her View From Home.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.